right, I need all the kids up here. Adley, nice job. Nice. Great message. When you're famous, just don't forget me, right? All right. Front row seats. I get front row seats. All right. Come on down, guys. All right. Everybody ready to listen?
Yes.
Have a seat, Jeremiah. Anywhere you want to sit. So many choices. All right. Who can tell me what we're celebrating this week? Because I know you get school off for a few days, right?
Yes.
Reagan, what are we celebrating? Thanksgiving. It's a very fun holiday for many, many reasons. Some of us get to spend a whole day with family and friends. Some of us get to have Thanksgiving dinners. Anybody going to have a Thanksgiving dinner? Jaden, what are you going to have at your Thanksgiving dinner?
Turkey, mashed potatoes, and carrots.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, and carrots. Are those your favorites? Jeremiah, what are you going to have? Pumpkin pie and grapes. Pumpkin pie and grapes. There we go. Grady, what are you going to have for Thanksgiving? Turkey and what? Rolls. Is that your favorite? Who makes good rolls? Or does mom get them at the store? Somebody make them? Grandma makes them? Grandma Susie? Nice. Landon, what's your favorite part of Thanksgiving? Are you going to have a dinner? What are you going to have? That's your favorite? Mom make good mashed potatoes? Oh, yeah, good stuff. All right, who can tell me, why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? When you think of Thanksgiving, who are the first people that come to mind a lot of times?
Family,
that's a good one. Yep. Adley? The Pilgrims. Have everybody heard of the Pilgrims? Are you learning about them? Yeah, that's where we learn. And at school, they'll teach us that the Pilgrims were some of the first people that came to settle in America. But when they got here, they found out what? Was there already people here?
No.
Yeah, they weren't the first people here, were they? They found some friends. They found in that, well, we call them Indians, Native Americans, indigenous people, whatever you want to call it, all right? There were people living here already who helped them. Now, do you think it was an easy trip from England all the way over to America? How did they come? Did they come on their jet skis?
No.
Did they come on their ferry boats?
No.
Did they come on the train?
No.
How did they get here?
Hands raised.
Adley. Big ship made out of wood, and yeah, took many, many weeks, if not months, sometimes to be on the water. So if you are on a boat, think about these boats. The Mayflower was not huge. We went on a trip out east, and we saw a replica of the Mayflower, the exact same size that it would have been. And let me tell you, for as many people and as many animals and as many supplies that would have been on that ship, it was a big boat, but it wasn't. It would have been cramped, very cramped in there. So if you're living amongst people and animals, very cramped for several weeks, what kind of things do you think might happen? Reagan? You could run out of food very easily. Jeremiah? Jeremiah? You could fall off the boat, yeah. That'd probably be my luck. Adley?
Get sick.
Yeah, you could get sick very easily. Some people got sick, and they didn't. Was there a hospital on the boat? Probably no. Did they have all the medicines that we have today? Probably not. So some people, not only did they get sick, some people they couldn't get healthy again, and they passed away on that trip. So some people lost their mommies and daddies, grandmas, grandpas, brothers and sisters on that trip. All right? And do you think if you were on the ocean for many weeks, do you think storms might have come?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that would have been scary? Because what comes with big storms on the ocean? Big waves, right? Big waves come. And that'd make me sick too. All right? So these people endured a lot when they were on the ocean and they finally made it to America. And one of the, after they got all settled and they met their new friends, what are some of the things you think they did when they first got here?
They like got their stuff out and be like tried to
set up. Yeah. Their stores. Set up their stores?
What? Chores.
Oh, they did chores. They divvied out chores. You're probably right. They probably did divvy out some chores. Reagan? They ate food. Probably had a good food. Where do you think the food came from? You're probably right. They probably had to plant. Do you think maybe they brought some seeds with them?
Yes.
To England? From England? Yeah. Maybe some of their seeds made it. Some maybe didn't make it. You're right. They probably maybe did get some deer or some rabbits or what food do we think of at Thanksgiving?
Turkeys.
Do we have turkeys in Ohio?
Yes.
If you want to know about Ohio turkeys, ask Jeremiah's dad. He'll tell you all about them. All right? But that's for another time. All right? Why did these people endured a lot. And then when they got here, they had to work hard, hard, hard. In fact, they had to work so hard, people weren't done. People got sick working hard in a land that they didn't know. People still were, some people might have died that first year that they were here. Why do you think those people took such a long trip, all the way, a dangerous trip, all the way to a land that they had never been to before? Why do you think they did that? Maybe there was a war. There definitely was some disagreements. These people wanted to worship God. And they wanted to worship God in the way that they wanted to. They read their Bible and they knew there was things God wanted them to do that maybe disagreed with how the Church of England maybe said to do it. They wanted freedom to do things the way that they would like to do. So they came to a new land that they were going to set up, come with new laws, new freedoms, new responsibilities. So did they have a lot to thank God? I'm sorry, did I bore you, Jeremiah? John, you stay right there. I lost my thought. I did. They came to a new land, new responsibilities. And do you think they had a lot to thank God for?
He's coming back.
Yes. What kind of things do you think they needed to thank God for? Jaden, what are some things that you think they thanked God for?
They
thanked Him for their families. Adelie? You're right. Thank God for getting us there safe because not everybody got there. Some did pass away. So not everybody got there safe. Not everybody got there healthy. So they were thanking God for taking care of them. Harlow, you have something that, what do you think they thought they thanked God for? For what?
Food.
Tell me, Grady. Food. All right, I'm sorry. Food. And what kind of food do you think they were most thankful for? What were you most thankful for? Reagan? It might have been turkey. It might have been ham, deer. I don't know what they were thankful for. But they sure were thankful that God gave them something to eat. And God did give them new people in their lives. The people that were already living here in America, some of them did help take care of those new people, taught them how to do some things, taught them how to grow some crops here in America so that they could live and continue on here. So the road here was not easy, but yet they chose to thank God. Do you think they were sad that some of their families died?
Yeah.
Do you think they were sad that it was a miserable? How many of you just think it's a miserable trip taking a long, maybe 3 to 6 hour car ride?
Or 5 hours.
Yeah, that can be pretty miserable, right? Think about being in that car for weeks and weeks and weeks. You know what Do you think after a few weeks, Grady would start to get stinky?
Yes.
Yeah. You think it would be fun sitting next to stinky Grady for 5-6 weeks in the car? No shower? Yeah. But yet these people wanted to thank God. Now, they could have got to America and they could have grumbled and complained and told God that he didn't do this and he didn't do that, and why did you let so-and-so die, and why didn't you provide more, and why did you let those storms hit us? And but what did they decide to do?
They said they thanked God.
You're right. They decided to thank God. They thanked God for their new land. They thanked God for their good health for some of them. They thanked God for their new freedoms that they were going to have in their worship of God. Nobody was going to tell them how they were going to worship God. Nobody was going to hurt them for worshiping God. All right? This was an exciting time for them. But they knew the importance of thanking God. And I want to share one scripture with you guys this morning. Comes from Psalms. I just need you to be a good listener real quick. Psalms 106, just the first two verses, reminds us. It says, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise?" So it says, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is what? He is what? No. Begins with a G. Let me read it again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. He is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. What is that word? That we use that word a lot. Oh, this is good food. Or that smells good. Or Grady, you look good. But God says, I am good. In fact, God, Jesus comes along, he says, you know what? Nobody's good except for God. What do you think of that?
That would be rude.
Because if you were truly good, if you were truly good, would you be good all the time?
Yes.
Raise your hand if you are good all the time and never ever get in trouble.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, you've never been in trouble before. Harlow, you've never been in trouble before. Never, ever. We've all been in trouble. Let me tell you, even I get in trouble. I get in trouble with Mary a lot. I say the wrong things. I do the right things. Yeah, let's just keep our mouths closed right now, Jaden. All right? No family secrets. All right. Okay. But God says, you know, we can thank God because he is good. And not only is he is good all the time. You know what the biggest thing God does that makes him so good? God is faithful. That's a big word. God is the one and only one in your life that will be forever faithful. He says, I want you to thank me because I am good. I am the one and only that will be faithful to you. God makes many, many promises to you. As you read the Bible and you read his word, God's going to give you guys a lot of promises. I tell your mommies and daddies all the time to underline those promises so they can remember them from God, because God is always faithful. If God says, I'm going to love you forever, will he love you forever?
Yes.
If God says, I will protect you forever, will he protect you forever?
Yes.
If God says, I am going to show you the way to heaven forever, do you think he's going to show you the right way?
Yes.
God is always faithful, even though we're not. You know, sometimes we're not faithful, and sometimes it's just not on purpose. Like, I could tell Grady, I'm going to be at your football game next week. I know you don't have a football game, but I could say that. So, Grady, I'm going to be at your football game next week, but something might come up in my life that's more important to me, or I think is more important, and I might have to come back and say, you know, Grady, I know I told you I'd be at your football game, but something else came up that I have to be at. I'm really sorry. Now, Grady may say, that's okay, and he may forgive me, all right? But am I truly being faithful to Grady?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing what I told him I was going to be doing. Now, God, when he tells us he's going to do something, he always does it no matter what, because who is most important to God?
Us.
You're right, you. You are the most important to God. And he says, if I tell you I will do something, I will do it. Count on it. You know, there's some people in my life, the one thing I can count on them is that I can't count on them. You know, that happens, right? But God says, you can always count on me. So this Thanksgiving, what are we going to do after church today? Anybody know? We're going to have a big food dinner, right? We're going to have turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, probably carrots. Whoever said carrots, Jaden? Some rolls and stuff, all right? I saw cheese. There's cheese down there. There's pie down there. All right, there's all kinds. We're going to have this huge feast, right? All so that we can remember to give thanks to God for what? His?
Faithful.
Great, his faithfulness. So what are a couple ways that we can be faithful to God?
We can do what he asks us.
Right. Do what he asks us to do always. Adelie, what's another way? Be faithful in our walk with him, right? He created you to have a relationship with you. He created you because he wants to talk with you, walk with you, love with you. He wants to do all kinds of stuff with you and for you. And he can't do that if you're not talking with him, right? And walking with him, all right? Now, this is the hard one. We're almost done. You're being good with listeners. God wants us to even be thankful during tough times. How many of you ever had a grandma or grandpa, cousin, aunt or uncle, anybody in your family die? Anybody lose somebody that you really loved? Yep, we all have. We all have. Pets, all things, all right? Does that make us real happy or real sad when those things happen? Right, it makes us real sad. So in times that we're sad and we've lost something, God still says, I want you to be thankful. Now that can be tough, can it? If I've lost somebody, like I lost my grandma and I lost my grandpa, and it'd be very easy for me to say, God, why did you take grandma from me? Why did you take grandpa from me? But instead God says, I want you to be thankful during that time. You know why? What can we be thankful about even when we've lost somebody? Right. You're exactly right. Because Jesus will always be with you, even during the tough times. But the neat thing about having somebody but also losing them, Grady, who's one person that you've lost that you really, really love and you miss? Grandma? Old grandma? Right. Do you have a lot of fun memories of grandma? Grandma teach you things? Grandma show you things? Grandma love you? Probably lots and lots and lots more than a whole lot of other people. Yeah? Grandma take good care of you? What was your favorite thing that grandma cooked for you? Because I know she was a good cook. Her potatoes, make good potatoes. Oh, yeah, she made good pie, too. Yeah? Amen, Mike? God says, you know what? You can still be thankful. Because who put those people in our lives? God did. So be thankful for the time that you had. We can say, God, thank you for the time I had with Grandma. Thank you for the time I had with Grandpa. Thank you for all the things you taught me through those people. I want to celebrate that with you because I know your grandma's. Who's she with right now? God. We can be thankful for that, right? So God wants us to be thankful in fun times, in good times, and he also wants us to be thankful in bad times. Why do you think God wants us to be thankful all the time? He just wants you to be thankful all the time, no matter what happens. If you wreck your car today, he wants you to be thankful. Right? If you get a little ouchie on your face, God wants you to be thankful. Why? That's a hard question to answer. Anybody have any ideas? Why would God want you to be thankful all the time? Because he still loves you. Let me give you a good reason. Can I give you a good reason? God wants you to be thankful all the time because it opens you wide open to all his blessings. If you are not being thankful, you cannot see his blessings that he wants to pour out on you. When times are tough and times where you're hurting, if you're not thankful to God, you will not see what God is doing for you, even in those hard times. If you're not thankful to God every time that you sit down and have a meal, You'll forget who gave you that meal. You'll forget the blessing of who gave that to you. If you're not thanking God every day for your mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and your Joes, you're going to forget who gave those people to you. All right? If you're not thankful for your clothes that you're wearing, whether you think they're good-looking clothes or not, did anybody have to come to church naked today? Thank goodness, no. Right? If we're not thankful for that, we'll forget who gives us our clothes, who gives us our house, who gives us all those things. And God wants us to be mostly thankful for Him and what He did for you. What was the biggest thing God did for you? He loved you so much that He did what? Right. He gave His Son, Jesus, for you so that you can be what? Perfect in God's eyes, right? Your sin can be taken away forever and ever. All righty? Thank you so much for listening. I want to pray with you, and I want to talk to the adults for just a minute, all right? And then we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving this afternoon. Can everybody get in a circle for me? All right, everybody rush so you don't have to hold a girl's hand. Oh, no! You can hold Allie. She washed her hands today. It's okay.
Yeah, I did.
Hold her hand. Come on. All righty. Reagan, come on, you can hold hands, it's all right. All right, Father God, again, I thank you so much for these kids. Lord, the joy and the blessings that they pour out on this church on a weekly basis is just amazing, Father. The love that they show for you and for one another blows me away sometimes. Lord, I pray that we as adults will look at their love for you and look at their passion for you and emulate that. Father, may our hearts beat for you always. May we always have a heart of thanksgiving. May we always have something in our hearts to thank you for, Father, in good times and in tough times. Father, we thank you for the ultimate gift of Jesus Christ, the reason why we are here today, the reason why we have the promise of eternal life through Him and only Him. Father, I pray that you'll continue to protect these kids as they're at school. I ask that you'll protect their bodies, that you'll protect their minds, and you'll protect their spirits as they go out into the world and try to show the world who your Son Jesus is by the way they love one another and by the way they love their friends and you, Father. Lord, we just give this rest of this day to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys can go sit with Mom and Dad for a minute, or Joe's, or whoever you got here today. And I just want to remind us as adults, that's not a kid's lesson. God is very, very clear when He says, I want you to be thankful. And you always have reason to be thankful. In times of great wealth, and when everything is taken away from you, people have the ability to thank God. Paul had the ability to worship God and to thank God when he was in the middle of a Roman prison for something he wasn't guilty of. Jesus was able to thank God on the cross when he was giving his life for you. He was able to ask God for forgiveness on your behalf for that. And just like I told the kids, the more we're thankful, for little stuff, for big stuff, for godly stuff, the more our hearts are going to be wide open to see the blessings of God each and every day. I just want to encourage you all to during Thanksgiving time, a lot of you are going to be with friends, a lot of you are going to be with family. Some of you are going to have new family with you, new friends, the list goes on and on. Hug them extra tight this Thursday or wherever you're going to be with them. But sometime during Thursday, during Thanksgiving Day, find a little corner all to yourself and humbly bow your knee and just thank God for being God. We're going to thank Him for a lot of different things. Thank Him for our families, our friends, our food, our houses, our jobs. The list goes on and on. But just simply thank God for being God. That He continues to want to be your God. That He continues to want to be your Father. And He continues to offer grace, salvation, and life. Life to the fullest, each and every day. That's something to be reminded this Thanksgiving. I can't think of a better way to thank God for what He did through His Son, Jesus, than to offer your life fully and completely to him. Just like every other Sunday, we want to give you the opportunity, if you've never before given your life to Jesus Christ, has accepted his gift of grace and mercy to you, we offer that to you. You can come forward this morning. I will pray with you. I will talk with you. If you're ready to be baptized in his baptism and you understand what that's all about, we'll baptize you today as well. However you need to respond to the word of God this morning, over everything, thank God for being God. Would you please stand and let's thank him for his faithfulness in our lives as we sing, "Great is thy faithfulness."